The guests are waiting, Your Majesty.
Let them wait!
The consistency of inconsistency. There's a strategy in that. Listen to it one more time. The consistency of inconsistency. Back when I was in college in the early 90s, 93 to 98, I had a buddy in college named Lance. Smart man, smarter than his age, you know, ahead of his time, ahead of the game all the time. And I was behind. I'm a late bloomer, slow learner, you know, don't necessarily catch on to things all the time. I mean, I think I'm pretty smart, but, you know, it just comes a little bit later. I'm like one of those, oh, type of guys. Sometimes I just don't get it up front, but I think about it. I'm always thinking on something and then eventually it hits me. Anyway, I say that to say, back in college, he used to say, life is a game. And, you know, he was a jokester, full of jokes, always good jokes, you know, good laughs, good times. But when he said that, I was like, ah, it's not a game, man. You're always playing. It's not a game. It's serious. He's like, no, it's a game. It's a game of strategy. And it hit me. It's like, you're right. And then I came up with my own little saying, if you will. And I used to say, life is all about manipulation. It sounds bad. Listen to it again. Life is all about manipulation, right? The one who manipulates the other the best wins. It's pretty much just like what Lance said, like life is a game. And what I mean about that is, I mean, everything we do is some shape or form of manipulation. I mean, even in its simplest form, when you're driving a car, you turn the steering wheel, you're manipulating the steering wheel to the left or right to make the car go left or right. It's all about manipulation if you look up the definition of manipulation. Also, think about it in serious terms, like politics, for example. Politicians, all they do is try to manipulate the masses to swing the vote their way. They lie to us. They promise us things that are never going to come to, but they say that in order to manipulate the outcome, to manipulate us into voting for them. It's not always malicious, but that's the point. You know, me, Photoshop, all my composite photos where I take somebody out of one scene and put them into another scene and make the scene look all cohesive. That's called photo manipulation. It's not necessarily bad. I'm not doing it to deceive anyone per se in a malicious way. It might be deceptive in the fact that, oh, that person's not really there, or that person can't really fly. If I was to do a scene of somebody floating into an alien ship or something like that, of course somebody can't fly, but it's still manipulation, you know? And going back to my initial, inconsistency is a form of consistency. That's also a form of manipulation because it manipulates people to follow you. And this is what I mean. Okay, so in the beginning, you know, let's start from the beginning in terms of consistency, you know, and like I said in my promo, if you saw my promo on Facebook or Instagram, we've all been told or all said or all heard that manipulation wins. Consistency. Let me take that back. Let me hit some drums here or some folly. That's my mistake. Let me take that back. I mean, consistency. Consistency wins us over, right? And not just in dating, but in anything that we do. For example, even a sales pitch. If somebody's constantly trying to pitch something to you, constantly trying to sell something to you, and they're coming with some good information, not trying to be manipulative, not trying to be sneaky, not trying to be shady, but if they're constantly, or if you see a consistent ad on Facebook or Instagram or whatever social media platform, eventually it's going to catch your attention. I mean, I've seen commercials come up in my YouTube. I can't stand the ads because it's just constant, right? But there it is. Consistency. I see ads on my YouTube channel all the time and I ignore them all the time. But every now and then there's that one time when I see that ad and I'm like, you know what? Let me just go ahead and click on it and see what this is all about. The power of consistency. You see, you get it? Or even if you want to take it to dating. And, you know, I mean, this might be controversial to say, but I'll say it anyway. We've all said it. I'm not the only one, but I'm going to say it. How many times have we seen somebody dating and we're like, he or she is out of their league? You know, like, ain't no way he should be with her, or ain't no way she should be with him, vice versa. You know, they're just, they don't mesh well, at least in our eye, at least in our perception, right? And if we know them, we talk to them and we're like, how did you win them over? You know, and oftentimes consistency, you know, they were consistent, constantly, you know, trying to get to know me, doing nice things for me, so on and so forth. And eventually it won them over to the point where they look past what society may consider a good match for them. But it's all about consistency. There was this one lady, when I used to work at this, well, I'm not going to say where, because I don't want nobody to bombard my email or whatever and, you know, throw shade at me or anything. But I used to work at this one place before I was self-employed, of course. And there was this one lady that I was really, really attracted to. I mean, I really wanted to get close to her. And, you know, she would shut me down. I mean, honestly, I don't think we would have been a good fit, but I was just attracted to her. So I just kept going after her. And I just asked her one day, I said, look, aside from me trying to be charming and saying little quick little niceties to you here and there, what does it take for a man to really get you? And I'm not just asking for me. I was just asking her just outright, what does it take? And the one thing she said to me was consistency. You know, if I'm attracted to the guy a little bit, that helps. But if he's consistent in his pursuit of me, then eventually I'm going to give in and see what he's all about. Consistency. That's not manipulation right there. That's just straight up consistency. So in anything, in everything that we do, everything that in anything that we see is consistency. You know, I mean, take, for example, when a new car style comes out, a lot of times a new body style on a car will come out and I don't necessarily like it. But if I see it after a while, it tends to grow on me. Consistency. Or going back to dating, if you're working in an office space or you work around somebody and you don't initially find them attractive, but after a while getting to know them and seeing them on a consistent basis, you start to see attraction. You start to find some attraction there. All of a sudden, they become more attractive to you. Consistency. So what does this have to do? I mean, it's obvious what this has to do with what we do as freelancers. Advertising. What we do, we advertise our brand, we advertise our product, we advertise our services. And in order to gain clients on a consistent basis, we have to be consistent in our advertising, in our marketing. In our advertising, in our marketing, we have to be consistent so that people will eventually get, maybe like me, get to the point where they get tired of seeing our ads to where they're like, you know what, let me just click on this and see what it's all about. You know, I mean, sometimes that strategy works. You know, you see enough of something around, eventually you're going to want to have to click on it. Or take it another step. Let's try a different direction. Think about movies, for example. I don't think I'll get in trouble for saying this, but this is just my opinion. Anyway, take the movie, for example, Bird Box. Bird Box was hugely popular, what, 2 or 3 years ago? And everybody saw it popping up on their timeline constantly popping up on their timeline. Bird Box, Bird Box, Bird Box. And even though people were bashing it, some people didn't like it, some people did, the fact that it kept popping up over and over and over again, it got to the point where even if you weren't initially interested, you got to the point where you're like, you know what? Screw it. I got to see this movie. You know, consistency. So what's the flip side to that? This is the flip side to that. Obviously, inconsistency, right? Not being as consistent, but there's a strategy in that. There's a strategy in the inconsistency. But in order to get to the point of that strategic move, you have to be consistent. Is that confusing? A little bit, because it's confusing to me when I listen to it on the surface. But let me clear it up for you guys. This is what I mean. I'm going to just use my photography as an example, but please, by all means, like always, attach this to whatever your craft is, whatever your specialty is, whatever your skill is that you're advertising. When I first got into photography, I advertised like mad. Any platform I could possibly find, whether it be paid for, free, whatever the case, if I could put my name out there, my name was going out there, and I did it on a consistent basis. Anything I could possibly find every single day. If I wasn't working, if I wasn't shooting, editing, I was looking for ways to market myself and get my name out there. And thankfully, it worked. It worked to the point where now if you Google my name, Ahmed Roberson, or A. Roberson Photo, or yeah, just Ahmed Roberson, you will see me on at least the first 3 or 4 pages of Google. You know, that's a win for me. You know, One more round of applause for myself for that. But that took a long time. It took a lot of consistency, right? Constantly marketing myself on a regular basis. Think about athletes when they play. You hear Kobe Bryant always used to say, put in the hours. You have to be consistent in what you do. Look at Steph Curry. Completely changed the game of basketball. Not just from the fact that he's naturally talented, but with that natural talent, he had to constantly put up the work ethic, the work effort consistently in the gym, training, shooting, practicing on a regular basis. I think I'm a pretty good photographer, but it wasn't like I just woke up and was just a good photographer. I had to keep on and on and on, reinventing my style, redoing my style, looking at my style, studying, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing right? And then eliminating the wrong and putting more effort into the right. But it was consistent effort. Consistent effort. It got to the point where I won't say, but I got paid a huge compliment one time. I won't say by who, but it was a friend of mine on Facebook. And they said to me, you know, I mean, I had one point I was putting my watermark on my photo so people could know it was me and direct them to my website. And then somebody said, you know, it looks kind of a little trashy with your name stamped all over it. Just put your work out there. You know, if somebody's going to steal your work, they're going to steal it with or without the watermark. And I'm like, yeah, you got a point, whatever. So I stopped putting my watermark out there. And one time a friend of mine was looking at her Facebook and she came across my photo. But the weird thing is she came across my photo, like she was scrolling so fast that it went past my name and it stopped on my photo. And she said to me, I recognize your work without even having to see your name or your logo on it. That's a huge compliment. That warmed my heart. And she said that to me years ago and it still warms my heart to this day. But it's the consistency, me putting out the same type of work, the same style of work to where my work becomes recognizable. And that's where I go back to what I was talking about with the inconsistency. You have to be so good and so consistent with your work, with your style, and you can't keep switching it up. You have to be consistent in what you do. Your style has to be your style, and you have to work on that style constantly in order for it to become recognizable. The consistency of working your brand, your style, makes it become recognizable even when people don't see your name attached to it. If somebody was to steal your photo and use it somewhere else, somebody would say, that's not your work. That work belongs to somebody, you know, so-and-so, because I see their work all the time and I know they created that work. I've seen other photographers' work being stolen using for advertising. And I'm like, she didn't advertise on that. They stole her work. And then eventually she'll send a cease and desist letter saying that that work is copywritten, and then they would take the fake advertisement down. But I would recognize her work without her name being attached to it because of the consistency of her style of work. But again, I know I keep alluding to this, but let me get to it. The benefit or the strategy in being consistent to become inconsistent is just that. You want to be so consistent with your work, so recognizable with your work that everybody sees it, recognizes it without your name, without your logo, and they become accustomed to seeing you post on a daily basis, and they become accustomed to seeing your work at a specific time. They become regular fans of yours, right? But when you stop, all of a sudden, you break the consistency, the inconsistency can make you more desirable, you know? Like I said, like the intro, let them wait. You produce something so cold, so mean, so nice. I mean, so sweet to where they're like, man, I can't wait for the next one to come out. And then you let them wait. That inconsistency could, if you're good enough, if you've built enough consistency in the beginning to have people waiting for your product, the inconsistency can draw more attention than the consistency. Like, the iPhone, you know, at one point, every time you blink, there's another iPhone coming out. I mean, the market's saturated. It's like, man, what the hell is going on here? But just say if the iPhone is popular as it is, or the Samsung phones, you know, I'm an Android guy. I know, say what you will, but I'm an Android guy. So, you know, I don't buy the latest and greatest phone when they come out. I buy phones when my phone completely dies, but that's just me. Anyway, what if I was that type of guy that was waiting for the next Samsung to come out and they drop like 5 in a row and everybody's like, yeah, I'm gonna get the latest and greatest Samsung, latest and greatest Samsung, no, this, that, and the other. And then they stop and we're sitting there like, yo, every time around this month, they drop a new phone. where's the new phone? And you're sitting there looking for it like, yo, where's the phone? Where's the phone? And they purposely make you wait an additional 2 or 3 months. You're sitting there pulling your hair out like, where's the next phone? Right? The inconsistency can actually be just as good, if not better, than the consistency. You be consistent. You stay consistent. In order to generate that following, to generate that loyalty, that fan base, you generate that loyalty and then you hit pause and you make them wait for the next thing coming, the next big thing. Only thing is, when you drop that next big thing, it better be a big thing for sure, because if it's not, oh man, you could mess around, that could backfire, you could lose a ton of fans. But, I mean, if you're good enough, you can survive that. Take Eminem, for example, rapper Eminem. He's dropped some albums consistent and people bought them consistently like loyal fans should do. Like loyal fans should do. They bought his album back to back to back to back to back. Then he paused for a long time. Then he dropped an album that some might consider to be trash. People bought it, bashed it, was mad at it. Then he came back and dropped another album that was hot. It was fire. And everybody's like, okay, I'm back on the Eminem train. You know, I'm back on it, getting with him, waiting for the next album, so on and so forth. But he was so good in his consistency when he was, creating himself in the beginning, that he could afford to be inconsistent. He could afford to, drop a bomb, you know, every now and then and still bounce back and still recover. But even if he didn't drop a bomb and even if he didn't drop a trash album and he made people wait, people would wait for it because they're so used to his great content. If you create great content, or if you create great clothing, or write great songs, or poetry, whatever the case may be, and you do that on a consistent basis for a couple of years, or the way society works today, it could be a couple of months. It just depends on how you know your marketing strategy. If it works for you, it does. If not, you have to be consistent in order to grow your audience. I just recently put out an ad on Facebook talking about people wanted to advertise on my podcast. In the beginning, I didn't have a big enough audience, but I had to stay consistent with it. Even my brother be like, you know, you could charge for ad space. I'm like, not right now. You know, I'm honest to a fault. You know, I'm not going to charge somebody when I can't provide what they expect. You know, like I said in the ad, nothing's guaranteed. You know, I don't care what ad agency you go to. I don't care how much you pay for your advertising. It's not going to guarantee that it's going to come back to you as a solid investment. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But I want to give people the greatest fighting chance as possible. So that's why I decline the ad agencies putting me out there or creating robots to make it look like my podcast is blowing up. I want real numbers, real listeners, real people who come back to listen to my content. And now that I have that, I mean, it took me a while, you know, and it's still growing. I'm still working on it. But it took me a while, but my numbers are real now. I'm having real consistent listeners. People come back, you know. I appreciate it more than words can explain. People come back to listen to what I have to talk about because maybe my content is that good. I'll tell you one thing, 100% for sure, 100% truth. My content is real. Everything I'm telling you, I'm not making up stories to make my podcast sound interesting. These are things I experienced throughout my career. But I digress. Consistency. I talked about in the previous episode, Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box been around since before most of us were born. And they advertise all the time to remind us that they're still there. Consistency, consistency, consistency. They've been so consistent. If they were to stop advertising, one day, some of us might be like, you know what? I haven't seen a Jack in the Box commercial in a long time. And then you can afford to be inconsistent because you've been consistent for so long. And that inconsistency builds that energy, that, you know, I can't wait, that anxiety, like, oh man, I can't wait to see what they're coming out with next. But like I said, what you're coming out with next better be big, because if you made people wait that long and then you come out and drop a goose egg, oh man, oh, that could be, that could be detrimental to your business. It could be devastating. So I guess, you know, if you have strategized properly and built your audience consistency, and people are waiting for you to drop the next big thing and you can afford to let them wait, I think that could actually be a good strategy if you play it right. You know, it's all about the game. Like my buddy Lance said, it's all a game. It's all manipulation. It's just marketing strategy. Every ad agency does it. Every marketing expert does it. You have to change things up, because even in your consistency, it can become a little redundant, become a little boring and all that. So you got to throw a little monkey wrench in there, throw a little twist in there, mix things up a little bit. And that generates excitement just the same. But again, you got to be sure you know what you're doing, and you got to do it the right way. And it could work for you. I've done it before and it's actually worked for me. But I mean, I've done it multiple times. Sometimes it worked for me. Other times it was like, you know, I was putting out so much consistent work that I was bothering myself. Like, man, I'm tired of seeing my own work out there. So I would back off a little bit and just work on actual work to pay the bills, you know? And then I thought, man, I haven't posted anything on Facebook or Instagram in a while. Let me put one of my latest, greatest projects out there and see if I could generate some attention, generate some business for myself off my social media platform. Threw it out there, crickets. I'm like, oh man, this is a fail. But I get back to work, got to put in those hours, got to be consistent in what I'm doing, right? Got to be consistent at your job. You can't be inconsistent at your job or you get fired, right? At your 9 to 5. Well, same thing applies to your freelancing. You're being self-employed. You got to be consistent at what you do, because the money's not going to just show up at your door. I wish it did, but it don't. So you got to be consistent. So I go back to being consistent in what I do, working on my project, marketing myself, putting my strategy out there. I let it taper off a little bit. Then I drop another jewel out there. Bam, it takes off. The inconsistency paid off. Everybody's looking for the next big thing, looking for the next big photo. I generate some clients. Everybody's happy. But it's a shot in the dark, but it's worth taking that shot. It's always worth taking that shot, especially when you're trying to build something for your business, build something for your brand, keep your brand on people's minds. The ultimate goal is to keep your product, your brand, your name on people's mind. Hopefully in a good way. They say all press is good press. I don't know if I want to experience that. Right now, all the press I've gotten has been good. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. All the press that I've gotten has been pretty good, and I want to keep it that way. I don't want anybody to have anything bad to say about the work I do or whatever I put out or whatever I said in the email, so on and so forth. I want it to stay good, and that's my strategy. That's my plan, to keep it that way. And I hope I've been consistent enough with you in this podcast to keep you coming back. I see my numbers are growing, like I mentioned before. I am accepting advertising now, and it's not pay-per-click. It's actually pay-per-ad, which pay per ad, not paper ad. It's actually pay per ad. So if you want to talk about it, you can email me directly at ahmed@arobersonphoto.com. That's ahmed@arobersonphoto.com. And I look forward to speaking to you and working with you.